Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Morgan, Kevin, and Howie from Hobie Kayaks here. Wow, what a great show. One little programming note. This hour, we're going to be cut short about 10 minutes. So we're going to have to leave you about 10 minutes to 8 today because of the inauguration of the new president of Mexico. And so they take over literally on this radio station at 10 minutes to 9 o'clock. So our hour is going to be cut just a little bit short there.
All right. Well, there you go. But as you can hear, we've got a great show going on for today. And in this second hour, so much to look forward to, including the Catch Report, which is coming up right now. Well, lots of great information, lots of great times. And again, if you want to get through, get on the phones this morning, there's two ways you can reach us. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Or call us toll free. That toll free number is 877-792-1090. And speaking of the Catch Report, it's time to find out what's going on the water. And today, the Catch Report is sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products for serious sport fishermen. The Sato Line Winder is perfect for personal use at home or on your boat. It's a low cost and it's suitable to line any conventional reel from bait casters all the way up to 130s. It fits bulk spools of line. And the Sato Line Winder kit is very easy to put together, and it comes with all the detailed instructions. Get it at selected tackle shops like the Longfin. It's a great opportunity to use, and we're going to jump into that Catch Report. Start it off with our FishDope.com reporter and the man, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, and Kayak guys. Well,
good morning.
Guess what, guys? That weather system this week, that was the real deal.
Yeah, it was a real one.
Lots of wind. Wind's still blowing hard on the outside. Yesterday, checking conditions before I went to the gym, Tanner Bowie, 20 feet at 14 seconds. That's
about as ugly as I've ever seen it.
I can't imagine what 14-second interval on 20-foot waves looks like.
Oh, that's so gnarly.
Yeah, not so good.
Well, at least there was no wind on it, so it should have been fine.
Yeah, right, exactly. But needless to say, no reports here the last few days. But prior to the weather, still some darn good fish in the water. Temps are holding up really well for this late November, now December time frame. There were still some marlin hanging out on the east end of Catalina, more than a few, actually, from right up tight to the slide to just south of Church Rock there on the outside of the ridge there, working on that 250-fathom curve there. It's kind of a stock spot. And most of the fish, or bites anyway, have been on the jakes there. But you'll definitely see a few fish there, so you want to have some bait also. Looks like if we get a break in the weather, I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see some December fish come from that area. On the outside, again, before the weather, that tuna fishing was still holding up pretty darn well. Prior to the Thanksgiving storm, there was some good great yellowfin mixed in with the bluefin, but when the guys got back on it, it looks like they headed off south in search of warmer water. Can't say as I blame them, but those bluefin were still around and still biting mixed grade fish, mostly from like 20 to 80 pounds there. Hadn't seen much of those really large ones for a little bit. Biting fly line sardines. And it's going to be interesting to see if this year's pattern follows last year, if the schools kind of trickle down towards the 60 where they hung out for most of December and some of January, or if that fish stays up on the banks like it did a couple years ago when the squid moved up on the Tanner and the Cortez. So then there was some squid moving up before the weather, so it'll look like be interesting to see what happens. And then closer to home, this rain that we had will get those lobsters on the crawl. It's been a pretty good season so far for the guys hooping. Soon to get better, though, because that fresh water chases them out of the shallow zones there. So that should be good. But watch the weather this weekend, guys. There's still a big swell with quite a bit of wind in some areas there. So next week, I think we'll have a little bit better report. But in the interim, start working on the boats, tuning up the tackle, and get ready for 2019. Looks like it's going to be another good one.
I like it, man. Sounds good to me. And certainly some good opportunities out there right now. And we've said it before that, you know, this is the time of year when fish dope is so important, when there's not, you know, when there's not a ton of coverage and not a lot of areas and finding out when and where that fish moved to, this is when you want to have fish dope. And I know Mark yourself and, you know, collection of guys always reporting in and keeping Danny in the loop, and then Danny puts all that together info for us. So when we get, when that weather backs back off and we get back on the fish, you can assure yourself that fish dope's going to be where you find it.
Yeah, and you know, it was interesting. I was talking to Danny about this yesterday. I was looking at the water temps, you know, from the buoys all the way up to past Point Conception, and it's 60, 61 all the way at Conception at this time of year. That's just crazy.
That's warm.
You know, I mean, that's not real warm, but for that area,
that
it
area
is.
That area it is, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so well, bodes well.
Yeah, hook up now, lowercase, no space, is your code for $20 off. What a great gift for somebody for Christmas. So check that out, fishdope.com. And how do we find you, Mark?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station. The phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website is PacificEdgeTackle.com, and this morning we're delivering a 250-gallon custom tank we made for a guy. I'll be glad to get out of the shop. It's taking up too much room.
That's a lot of tank.
Jacuzzi size.
That's a lot of tank.
All right,
that'd
Mark.
Be cool.
Thanks.
Cool boat put together. We'll see you guys.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that.
All right, let's head on now down to San Diego, over to C4 Sport Fishing, talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, did we get some good fishing in before this weather got us?
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, as cool as we are, we're not immune to the weather, so we definitely had some weather stoppage there. But the Aztec did get a nice trip in the middle of the week there. They went on one of those day and three-quarter day trips. 26 anglers had 20 bluefin, and one of those, 110 pounds, a big chunk of them were in that 50 to 60-pound range, a few smaller ones. So still very good fishing on those. The half-day still seeing that good bottom fishing. San Diego, we had out earlier in the week, again, Yellowtail and Bonito, a little bit of bottom fish there, but this weather really kind of cleaned us out for a few days there. But as soon as that blows through, we're going to get back to normal there. Right, those half days, those full days. We still got a bunch of those 1 and 3 quarter day trips scheduled, and those have just been not only popular, but very successful too. Greg on Nasdaq and all those other guys doing a great job getting out there and getting the bluefin. And as long as people still want to do those, as long as the fish are still out, we're going to keep running those. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Have our full schedule up there for all of those trips, half day, full day, and those day and a half and longer trips. Check that out. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. We won't have much to talk about today, but if you don't call us, we're here. Or come down, visit in person, pick up one of those Rock Cut Rick Fritos, browse the tackle shop, get some Christmas presents for people, and book a trip.
Sounds good to me, man. Certainly some good opportunities once this weather straightens out, and I think we're going to get right back on to catching those fish. Marcos, great job, great report. Appreciate that always, and we'll look forward to talking next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch report for now. Again, sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best fish processing when your trip returns to your San Diego landing, but also now with Fish Pros The Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, and their famous tuna burgers, all at their convenient Liberty Station location. And Fish Pros have also become famous for their lines of smoked spices, rubs, salts, and as well as their smoked cheese. Pick up some at their Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
Let's jump into those jam-packed phones, Rick. They want to talk to the guys from Hobie.
All right. Well, let's head on all the way up to Seattle, Washington, and talk to Susan this morning. Good morning, Susan. Thanks for giving us a call.
Good morning, guys. Love your show, and thanks for taking my call.
Are you listening to us on the app up in Seattle, Susan?
Yes, sir.
All right, awesome. Great.
All right, so my husband and I love to fish a Sea of Cortez from kayaks. We catch roosterfish, pompano, and jack crevalli using live goggle eye. How many live goggle eye will fit in the Live Well V2?
I would say safely you can put 20 of them in there, depending on their size. You know, if they're about 10 inches long, I'm guessing.
And wow, that's huge. Normally in our other live well, we can only fit 8.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
They should, and when you say goggle-eyed, are you talking about caballitos more? They're usually pretty tough baits, so should be
very
fine in there.
Yes, that's what we use.
Same type of deal, yeah.
Just one question, can we come with you next time?
Yes, we love your company.
All right, Susan, thanks for calling us from Seattle, Washington, and better yet, listening to us on that amazing Let's Talk Hookup app. Appreciate that very much.
All right, well, let's continue on with the catchboard. This time we're going to talk to Cliff, who's calling us from El Cajon this morning. Hi, Cliff. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thrilled to have you guys focusing on kayaking. By the way, I'd like to give a plug for the Islander trip. I've done that many times. I just love that thing.
Yeah, hey, we're going to be doing it again in June, and that date's coming up here. I'm getting with John here real soon to get dates for our day-and-a-half Islander kayak trip, so look forward to that.
I've done it 3 or 4 times, and I just love it. By the way, I wish you guys were on 3 or 4 hours today. Definitely. That's my. Okay, anyway, here's my question. I have a 2011 Revolution. I've always been liking the speed, and I've got pretty good balance, but I'm looking, seeing all the new features, but I'm kind of stuck between the Pro 14 versus the new Outback. So if you guys can give some of the pros and cons of a Pro Angler 14 versus a new Outback, that'd be great.
Great question.
You know, those are both going to be great boats, and especially for around here and pretty much for everything that you could possibly think of in the country, I mean, for fishing. There's a reason why the Outback was so popular and why we did redesign it, is because there's so many people using it out there. Arguably, it's the most, it can do everything very well. The Pro Angler 14 is going to step up to the next level, which is holding more of everything, holding more rods. You can stand on it. You can, you know, hold more fish on it because it's got a larger weight capacity. It really comes down to personal preference. And anytime you're trying to decide between two Hobies specifically, you're going to want to see a Hobie dealership. Fastlane is excellent. They do a few demos each weekend. And anytime you want to go down there and test a product, you just call them up. It's 619-222-0766. And they're able to hook you up with testing the product on the water right there in Mission Bay. It's very
easy
to do.
Any of the products you want.
Any of the products you want.
Now, here's, like, from my standpoint is, there's nothing like the Pro Angler 12 or 14
right.
for overall performance and balance stuff. But the portability factor of the Outback and the stability is why I really like that Outback. But it's a personal preference, right?
It does come down to a lot of personal preference. I mean, if you were talking to me, you know, I would say Pro Angler 14 is my personal favorite boat of
sure.
all time. Standing is really something like I can't emphasize it enough. Like standing on a kayak really changes the way you fish.
Yes.
You can sight fish. You can stand up and take a pee. I mean, like, there's things, little things that really make a huge difference
out
there.
Make a difference, yeah.
Well, I was going to just chime in a little bit on those two. I think if you look at the Outback, it's more of a traditional kayak. It weighs about 85 pounds. And then the Pro Angler is about 120 pounds. So that's, to me, the biggest difference between the two, right? It's how are you using it? Is portaging important to you, or do you pull right up to the boat ramp and dump it in the water? Because if that's the case, get a Pro Angler 14. But
because it's a way better boat as far as an overall performance.
Yeah, you're
gauge,
you know,
comfort,
exactly
stuff wherever.
And
right.
if you're like me and you take 100 pounds of tackle with you every time, you know, the Pro Angler's great. But
he's not joking either.
and you know, with the Outback, you can add like one of our AMA kits. We have these inflatable AMAs. You can add them to the boat, and you can stand up on it out in the ocean. So I think
on any of the kayaks.
On any of the kayaks, really, but, you know, the Outback is more friendly just because of the way that we designed the floor. It's
okay.
very flat. It's got that big rectangular hatch.
And what about the vehicle that you have? Like, would that, if you had a smaller car or something like that, would that change your mind on that?
Not really. You know, Ron sends us pictures all the time of Pro Angler 14s on the top of Priuses, you
yeah.
know. And so as long as you get the right loading technique, and both of those kayaks are really easy to load, and I'm glad you brought that up, Howie, because we have a loading system specifically designed for the Outback, and it's pretty cool. You should check out the videos on YouTube or whatever.
Yeah,
so.
It's amazing what has been designed to load and unload kayaks, making it 120 pounds like nothing, right?
Yeah,
you're just
yeah.
putting one end up on the other and yeah. throwing it over. It's yeah.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Very good question there. Here's a legendary Hobie guy, Jim Salazar, on the line. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, guys.
Jimmy.
Good morning, Jimmy.
Jim.
Good morning, all you Hobie boys over there. Thank you so much, Kevin and Morgan, for asking me to be on your great team, man. It's been 6 years now. This is my 6th year coming up.
That's awesome.
Nice. Yeah, you guys are great, man. Hobie's been so cool. They're so proactive, and they're all so local, so easy to deal with. It's a great company.
Thank you. We enjoy working for it and being able to, you know, do what we love for a living and be part of a really cool community. So
all the people at Hobie are such cool people too. Like
that new Outback you guys are just talking about. I picked up mine a couple weeks ago, and I've been out on it a couple times fishing, and it's a great boat, man. Really, really a cool design, the way they changed the deck and they changed the hull. So much more stable. I compare the PA to a Cadillac and the Outback to a sports car.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Good way to put it.
Yeah. And it's just, that's really a cool, paddles really well, gets you to surf good. It's a great little boat, man.
What's your favorite part about the new Outback?
I think the stability and the like you were just talking about, Morgan, I think it was, or Kevin, talking about the flat deck with the two pads right there in the front.
Yeah, I think that's the whole thing's been fleshed out and redesigned, and that specifically, the open deck and being able to, you can stand on the Outback too, but it's definitely a lot more comfortable, and it's changed more, the whole face of it.
More deck space for good for, like the lobster guru, Jim Sal. Are you hooping on that thing too?
No, I haven't tried hooping on it, but I do hoop off my PA, and you guys were talking about Scotty. They have that trapeze that works really good off the H-rail.
Nice.
Not only that, but I've mounted their power puller that they have with a little personal watercraft battery in the PA.
Oh,
and I can do 200-foot lines like that with the Pro Angler, because that compact Scotty Pro, that power puller is so small. You know, it doesn't compare at all to the Ace Line hauler at all, because, you know, that's the way to go on a boat. But on the PA, where you have a limited amount of space, it works really good on there.
Cool.
And those downriggers. We did a lot of downrigger fishing this year up in the Sierras. They work great up there.
There you go. All right, Jim. Well,
thank you, guys.
Great
to
hear from you.
And cool,
glad you're still out there singing the Hobie song, for sure. Appreciate the call.
Hey, Morgan. So.
Yes.
Morgan and Howie, it was so fun listening to you guys today talk. Is there any chance we can get you to do a seminar at the Fred Hall shows?
There's a chance. You know, oh, man, you turned me off.
Oh, yeah, you're turning you down. Look at that.
Sounds like a yes
Mike,
to me.
Mike Blum right now is going, yes. Thanks a lot, Jim.
See you,
appreciate
Jim.
The call.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. It's all the boys from Hobie right here at Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, this is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. 2018 was a fantastic season on Cedros, and we are so jazzed for 2019. We are the only tour group serving Cedros that is now flying all of our trips conveniently from Southern California. Yep, you heard me right. SoCal. No more rod fees, no more overweight charges, no more parking fees, no more border waits. Just a nice private charter flight down to the island where we will have you fishing that day. That's right. We arrive at Cedros by 10 a.m., so be prepared to fish hard that first day. Yep, all included here at Cedros Kayak Fishing. Don't want to fish from a kayak? No problem, as we have also added a brand new custom 28-foot Super Ponga to our lineup to accommodate our growing demand to provide Ponga trips. We are the small group specialists. If you are looking for a more custom-style trip with a personal feel, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Visit our website at www.cedroskayakfishing.com or just give me a call at 760-412-2507 to secure your spot.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. Celia and I and everyone at Team Searcher would like to thank all of our customers for a successful 2018 season. Are you searching for an affordable fishing adventure from 1.5 to 7 days in length? The Searcher has an outstanding crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2019 schedule is available now. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call our office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
The warm weather is here and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to boat, please wear your life jacket. And make sure everyone with you puts one on too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This is Doug Kern. Nothing could be better for that saltwater angler on your list than a gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. We have the best Shimano has to offer, including Talica, Trinidad A, Therese, Stella, Tranx, Terramar, Colt Sniper, Torium, Tiagra, Flatfall, and much more from Shimano. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out the perfect gift. Check out our huge selection at saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kussler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Kona Kai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's KusslerYachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete, and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, phones are packed. Let's jump into it.
You got it, man. Packed they are. How about this time we talk to Jeff? He's calling us from Bonita this morning. Good morning, Jeff. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Quick question on electronics. I have a 2013 Pro Angler, but I have the Elite 4 on it. And I want to upgrade to the current fish finders, like one of the 7s. And what's that going to entail? Do I have to change the transducer? Do I have to
you're fishing off of a pre-Lowrance Ready Hobie, right?
Right.
Okay. So, yeah, so there's a couple options. I mean, for years, guys were gluing their transducers into the hole, and that can get a little tricky, but it's really pretty easy as long as you don't have any air bubbles underneath the transducer between that and the hole. You can get nice, clean reads, and the temperature actually is pretty accurate. You know, I mean, our holes are built pretty robust, but the water temperature, you know, it's all relative, right? So the major thing is that you can notice temperature changes and things like that.
Right.
So you don't have the built-in transducer mount on the bottom of your kayak, is that right?
I do.
Oh, you do? Okay. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you wanted to upgrade to something like the, an HDS Carbon or an Elite TI or something like that, a little more advanced unit with the side scan from Lowrance, they call it a total scan, but any of those side scan units, you know, there's things you can do to mount them, but we have a specific Lowrance Ready total scan mounting plate. And if you go on Hobie.com, you click on gear, you can find the most recent parts and accessories catalog there. And I think it's page 35 or something like that. You can see all those offerings there. And so it's basically got a scoop in there.
Page 35.
That's sad, Howie.
How many pages are in that?
Like that. I think, you know what, there's close to 70 pages with
70
the index
pages
and everything like
that.
So
in the accessory fishing catalog.
It proves that we don't just fish all the time.
That's right,
man.
Yeah,
I completely disagree. I think that's exactly what it does prove, is that you fish all the time.
Yeah, that's
this
a good
is
thing.
Awesome.
So tell us about the Guardian system, Howie.
So the Guardian system is a
brand
build.
New. I know you introduced it. I saw it in Florida at the ICAST.
Yep, we launched launched at ICAST this year. It's basically a bigger, better transducer mounting platform for those larger transducer units that are out on the market now. And it's retractable, which is the cool thing. And we put a lot of time into this design of this thing, and we sort of designed it to fit anything. I mean, you know, with certain brands, you have to get a little bit creative, but the space is there. The cavity is much larger. It comes standard on Pro Angler 12, 14, and 17, as well as the new Outback. So, you know, from the cockpit, the nice thing is about launching and landing, you can retract the transducer so it's not exposed, and then when you do want it to be in use, you can deploy it and have it exposed, and there's nothing interfering with the signal that you're seeing on the screen.
You got to watch the video. Just YouTube Hobie Guardian. It's pretty cool.
It's an amazing device. Yeah. And all the new kayaks come equipped with it?
No, it's just the Pro Angler series and the new Outback.
Okay.
Yep. And, right, the rest are Lowrance Ready, which is still a great fish finder cavity. It's just a little bit smaller. And, you know, the Guardian's way better suited to taking those giant side-scanning transducers and stuff like
gotcha.
That.
Yeah, but we do have solutions, though, for the older Lowrance Ready system for mounting those newer, you know, more advanced units, too.
You guys clearly spend a lot of time fishing out there. How important are having good electronics on your boat as far as fishing? You know, I keep using La Jolla as an example just because that's where I see, you know, Kevin fishing all the time, things like that. How important, you know, is having a good set of electronics out there? Is it mostly eyeball? Is it more you use in your machine? Like, how important is that to your day fishing?
It's so important. It's, to me, if I leave my fish finder at home now, I kind of don't even want to go out. It's like leaving your cell phone at home, you know? Starting off, you know, catching bait in the morning, it makes your life so much easier. You can use the GPS locator to go to the zones where you usually catch bait. You can identify reef. You can see the bait on your finder. So, number one, it saves you a bunch of time on the water and makes you more efficient. And then from there, you know, finding your spots, looking for structure, looking for seeing fish and that kind of stuff, it just helps you so much. If you're a kayak angler and you're not using a fish finder, I highly recommend, even if you start off with a basic unit, you know, it gives you just that much more help and some eyes under the water.
No doubt about it. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, let's talk a little bit about fishing from a kayak, and let's talk about yellowtail fishing for a second, Kevin.
All right.
Yeah, you're the master at that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know about master, but I'm learning every day, and every day's a little different, and yellowtail fishing off kayak is the most fun, in my opinion. Of all the things that we are able to do around here, you know, everyone's going to have a personal opinion, but yellowtail is just, there's so much excitement that goes into it.
I agree.
And the fish fight hard, and they always want to do something a little bit different. You can catch them many different ways, so, I mean, fantastic way to go after them.
And sea bass, too, right?
Sea bass fishing, yeah. It's a little more, it goes without saying that sea bass are a little more tricky. But the kayak is a really big advantage because you're very quiet. You know, when Greg was right on the Pride and started out fishing on the Pride, he dropped all his generators off and basically ran off batteries at night so that he could be completely silent. So it shows that there's really something to being as quiet as possible, and the kayaks are virtually impossible to hear for a fish underwater. So.
Wow. So any special techniques on yellowtail fishing you can share with our listeners?
Yeah, how are we going to catch them this time of
year?
Yeah. I want to know this.
Well, so wintertime fishing can be a little bit different. You know, the kayaks, and the great thing about this last question was that electronics is that it really does play a large part in wintertime fishing. You have to have good electronics. You're going to have to look for fish physically on the fish finder. It's not going to be a surface game very much longer. So you're going to have to look for physical, you know, large bodies of fish to drop your yo-yo jigs on or knife jigs on and be able to continue roaming around and eliminate a lot of empty space. As kayak fishermen, we don't have giant side scan units like a Furuno and all these other big, large boats have, you know, $30,000 worth of electronics just to find these fish on the side. So you really have to find the fish vertically. So the whole thing about wintertime fishing is eliminating that wasted time. You only have so much sunlight, and there's fish are moving around constantly, yellowtail specifically. So trying to eliminate a lot of that wasted space is going to help bring out more fishing time and a lot more success in the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the good electronics. Sorry, Morgan, you're the halibut master.
Yeah, I guess.
And on the kayak. So what techniques do you use on halibut fishing that work on the kayak?
Yeah, so, you know, we've all fished yellowtail and stuff, and I kept on seeing pictures of guys with big halibut. So a couple of years ago, I started trying to focus more in on that. And you can catch them anywhere from basically right behind the waves all the way out to 140, 50 feet of water. I try to focus most of my time in that 80 to 120 feet zone this time of the year. I use my fish finder to look for scattered reef, or I'll find a patch of reef where it turns to sand, and I'll really kind of work those edges. But a basic rig that I like to use, if you're looking to try to get into it, is you know, make sure you fish with a decently heavy setup, because sometimes you'll catch a black sea bass or yellowtail or white sea bass by mistake when you're doing it. But I use a 3-foot leader to my bait and a 2-foot leader to my weight, and I use a 3-way swivel rig. I generally fish with 40-pound leader, and you can go with a circle or a J-hook. Anything from a sardine to a Spanish mackerel to a Pacific mackerel works great for bait. The most important thing is dropping your bait down to the bottom and staying in contact with your bait and keeping your bait in the right spot. You know, it's very easy just to drop your bait all the way down to the bottom and just let it drag on the bottom. You're going to snag a lot of things. You're not going to have a really good feel for when you get picked up. So I'm constantly dropping my bait to the bottom. I'll give it a crank up, and I'll hold it. And I'm working my bait, keeping it just right in that little bite zone.
Okay.
And it's paid off of me pretty well.
That's
so
cool, man. Yeah. What's your biggest halibut?
I don't think I weighed it, but I think it was close to 40 pounds.
Oh, that's a good one.
Fish. That's awesome.
Yeah, for sure. Howie, you're the calico man. What are your techniques for calico fishing?
Well, you know, with the hot water staying around for so long this year, I think it was, you know, pushing 80 for a couple months there and in our local waters. And I got really into the rip bait fishing for calico bass this year, and have done it for a couple years, you know, but with all the stuff that's on the market now, that's kind of the way that I really like to target those things.
Like jerk style baits.
Yeah, just because the strike is so exciting.
Yeah.
So, and you know, basically a nice, heavy inshore setup, like a Tranx 300 with a Terramar, you know, medium heavy or heavy is even better, to pull those bigger fish out of the kelp stocks and stuff. You know, and then just a stop and go retrieve, and don't be afraid to work that bait really fast. And then don't be afraid to let it sit too, because a lot of times those fish will follow a bait, and then as soon as it stops, it kind of does a little dart off to the side and kind of sits there like a wounded bait fish, and a lot of times they'll hit it right there and a lot of time on the front hook. So sharp hooks is important, and a good stout setup, you know, because there will be some yellowtail and stuff sometimes that jump on those things. So
cool.
What a fun way to catch them, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, and on a kayak, are you kidding? Go ahead.
So I just want to put a shameless plug out there for that rip bait style. The Shimano Colt Sniper jerkbait is amazing.
You like
it? Amazing. What's for
size?
Yellowtail. The 170 is my...
The bigger one.
Yeah, with upgraded hooks and everything. Like, man, that bait has caught... I've caught everything on that bait in the last 2 years.
And how do you fish it?
So I changed up this year, but like Howie's saying, a rip and stop is super good for everything.
So when you say rip and stop, like...
Ripping it, like, so you take the rod from, like, 12 o'clock, and you either sweep it really fast to 8 o'clock, or you're, like, reeling as fast as you can, then stop, and then keep reeling after that.
Okay.
So the whole time it's, like...
They eat it on the stop a lot?
A lot of the fish do. But this year I changed up, and I, you know, taking a lot of what I learned from being at Cedros and learning what those fish do, I took it back to here. And in Cedros, they fish Rapalas almost exclusively on the Pongas. Like, that's their thing. A lot of times, anyways. But... they fish it really fast. So what I did was I threw out that Colt Sniper jerkbait, and I literally wound as fast as I could, just like you're yo-yo fishing, and you can't reel it fast enough, like Howie said, and they just smash it. Like, everything hits it. It's an amazing lure for $13.99, like, or $14.99. You can't beat it for the price.
And on a kayak, you can get where they live, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
that's right. You can really pick out those lanes in the kelp and get in there with your kayak nice and quietly, and... yeah, like I said, you know, I'm typically fishing these calico bass with 65-pound Power Pro to a 40-pound leader minimum, I would say.
Wow.
You know, 30 will work too, but with a bait that's moving that fast, the reactionary bite, you know, they're not focused in too much on the line. It's seeing the bait and reacting to it.
Sure.
So. Kayak gives you so many opportunities that you know, bigger skiffs just can't get to inside edges of kelp, and you know, this pocket opens up so good, but you can't get to it because the skiff in the way, like, you just have so many opportunities in that boat that you don't in other, you know, in other types of fishing.
Indeed. Hey, let's try and sneak in one more. Rich and Bradley, just about 30 seconds left for you, Rich.
Awesome. I was wondering about the bait tank that you guys were talking about. What's it like trying to empty it at the end of the day when you're done fishing, and how much water does it hold?
It's super easy. There's a downspout tube. You just pull the downspout tube out, and all the water will drain out through your scupper hole, and it holds 8 gallons.
Wow.
Yep.
And you said the new tank, that like the one we're giving away, the version 2, has a new switch on it? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so it's a reed switch, so it's fully sealed up. It'll last for a very long time. You were talking about making live wells out of buckets and stuff.
Yes.
We went through all that also.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you can make them for a little cheaper, but, you know, you make one like every season, it seems like.
Yes.
This live well is going to hold up for years. It's very, it's a quality product. And one of the other cool features is the divider walls, like Kevin was saying, there's a perfectly round landscape inside of there, so your bait's not going to be hiding behind the pump or the downspout tube, and it's got a nice circular zone to swim around, not bumping its nose.
What a great improvement.
Yeah.
That's good stuff, man. And those are available now at the Fastlane Kayaks and other Hobie dealers.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Cool. Do we get to pick the winner of that?
Yeah, of course. It's going to happen.
You got it. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's got that new bait tank coming your way. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
While Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line in 1971, their never-ending pursuit of innovation has never stopped. They are the only company making double structure fluorocarbon, which combines two exclusive custom resins, a high density interior for strength and sensitivity, and a softer exterior for enhanced knot strength. So for the best in fishing performance, pick up a spool of Seaguar Fluoro Premier and the original Blue Label Leader material at your favorite tackle dealer. Both are double structure fluorocarbon.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This is Doug Kern. Be sure to get that saltwater angler on your list what they really want, a gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and pen. We have the best pen has to offer, including International VISX, Fathom 2-Speed, Torque 2-Speed, Fathom Star Drag, and so much more. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Penn saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out the perfect gift. Check out our huge selection at saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad electronics, Fraser gyro binoculars, and cruise with a passion to fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenRen.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations. So let's go fishing.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm the Mighty 1090. All right.
That's Avicii, aren't you?
That's exactly what was going on. It's
good
stuff. Fall as fast as I could. All right. Well, the big winner of the brand new version 2 bait tank, new switch, the whole nine, the killer new Hobie tank, that is going to Susan in Seattle. Susan, congratulations. You are going to love that new tank.
All right, Susan, you're going to love that.
Susan.
And for your Baja trips, how fun is that? Or go and catch salmon out of Seattle there. Who knows? On the
Perfect.
Kayak, right? Hobie Kayaks, you guys do such a great job. And what a great team, Morgan,
no
you've assembled here. And the whole Hobie team out of Oceanside right here in Southern California is what makes it happen, right?
Yeah, I'm real blessed and thankful to have these two young fellas here that do most of the heavy lifting nowadays. So
the nicest thing he said to us in a few weeks.
I know, I don't treat them very well, they hang with me. So, it's fun. We love doing it. We fish together very often. And thank you to all the callers who phoned in today, and thanks to everyone who listened. And we look forward to it. We'll see you out on the water there. Come say hi, you know, if you see us out there.
Such enthusiasm on the phones today from our listeners, and I know the audience out there, too, whether you were listening on the app or whether you were listening on the Mighty 1090. Such enthusiasm for you guys and
great.
For the Hobie and to hear about all the new things. We got to have you back.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're more than happy.
And
love it.
What's the next fishing adventure, Sea Samurai?
It's sheephead season. So
yeah?
Me, Howie, and Morgan, we love to go out and target sheephead. Big ones, too. Like, I already got a 21 this year, so, like, they're...
21?
Yeah, 21 inches isn't very
big. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
21 pounds?
21 pounds, yeah. Along with some other really good and broke off some really amazing, like, really big fish.
All on the kayak. Wow.
Really awesome. You can even anchor up, so...
Also, the yellowtail stuff, I'm really looking forward to that.
Winter yellow?
Yeah, doing some yo-yoing and some more halibut.
And that's the thing about having a Hobie kayak is you can go anytime, half a day...
Exactly.
Take off work a little early, go before work, whatever, right?
That's right. Yeah, actually, in the summer, we do some North County trips here and there, and the fishing can be quite good. But I'm onto the sheephead thing like Kevin. I caught the bug last winter. And
we also do a fair amount of actually freshwater bass fishing. I know Kev throws, you know, a lot of big swim bait sometimes for big fish, so that's fun, too.
So... Give us the details on Instagram, Facebook, and the website.
Hobie.com if you want to check out the products, watch the TV show. We have a big event series that we're launching next year, a big tournament trail for kayak bass fishing. Check us out on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. Just check out Hobie.
All right. Thanks, guys, for being here. We'll have you back for sure. And thank you, Adam, on the other side of the glass. And Mike Shane from Hub SeaWorld Research Institute will be here tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., back on the Mighty 1090. Now is the inauguration of the new president of Mexico. Let's hope it's a great thing for the future of Mexico. And we'll see you back here, right back here on the Mighty 1090.